Back inside White Auditorium, taking Jeroen Michael Deeker here on coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Day two, late game number one. The Yulebo Lady Wolves lead the Merezine Valley Lady Trojans 57-3 as they have been pretty hot on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, forcing a mind-boggling number of turnovers there in the first half of the Lady Wolves. Merezine Valley, though, give them credit. They have actually forced a few turnovers of their own. They've read some passes pretty well, and they've had some good looks at the basket, as I mentioned there in the halftime show. It's just unfortunately, it's an 8-seed, 1-seed matchup, and, this is kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, and Olivia Lacey and Haley Bethel each picking up 3 fouls in the first half. They have to stay out of foul trouble here in the second half to make anything even remotely close.
Well, we will not see the 5 starters for Lebo all out on the court. The only 2 out there currently are Abby Peek and Allie Moore, as they're joined by Katie Ott, who has 6 points on the night. Again, all from the foul line. Also, Shaylee Crouch and Hannah Carpenter, who turns it over in the lane. A shot will go short there by Carpenter, and the rebound will be picked up by Rice of Merezine Valley. Merezine now going right to left as we see the action here. Right side into the hands of Haley Bethel. Bethel up top to Kermode. Kermode goes around the defense, has the shot, but travels before she gets it off. So that's yet another turnover here for the Lady Trojans with 7:20 to go in the third quarter.
Good ball take, but she just trying to create that space by lowering the shoulder, caused her just to drag that pivot foot.
She's just kind of doing what you say sometimes, trying to get them all back in one try there, as Carpenter will miss on a 5-footer. Rebound goes to Merezine Valley again. Bethel gives to Rice at the top of the key, being guarded closely by Shaylee Crouch. Now up top to Cormode. Cormode, foul line. So Olivia Lacey, Lacey back up top to Rice, now back to the hands of Bethel. Bethel starts the dribble, goes right side to Rice. Now Bethel gets it again. Merezine being a little more patient here, just trying to find an opening. Pass intended for Lindsey Johnson will be knocked down by Carpenter into the hands of Abby Peek. Now left block, Shaylee Crouch leaves the jumper well short, left side, 6:20 to go. Rebound goes to Merezine Valley.
I think it might have been blocked there on the shot. No, you don't think so?
I don't believe so. I don't think anybody had a hand in her face. I think she just rushed the shot a little bit. Kermode to Bethel, left side of the floor. Trying to get around Abby Peek. That's easier said than done. Right side to Rice. Rice now trying to go around Katie Ott. They get it to Lacey at the foul line and almost turns it over to Ott on the baseline. And, yeah, you kind of called it there, partner. I mean, it looks like Coach Gardner is going to give his starters a bit of a rest as they, if the current score holds, they will match up with Olpe on Friday night, as a nice shot by Cormode from the top of the key. It's 2, but that one thought about it for a second, and she got it to go. It's 57-5, and a travel on the Lebo end will go against Carpenter. So another turnover, another chance for some points here for Merezine Valley. These young ladies, though, for Lebo, the backup players here, getting some valuable minutes and some great experience here in White Auditorium.
You know, when you got 2 seniors out there with Allie Moore and Abby Peek with their leadership. But the comeback's on here, Tegan.
Comeback is on.
Four,
is Olivia.
4-0 run.
Olivia Lacey with a nice little jumper from the right elbow. Makes it 57-7, cuts the lead to 50. Allie Moore tries to hang one off the right side, hits nothing but backboard. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Lacey. So it'll stay with Lebo. Yeah, these girls have really seemed to settle down here once they can get it in that front court. Merezine really taking some good shot selections here. Shaylee Crouch gets the inbound in the right wing, thought about the 3. She'll give it up top now to Abby Peek. Right side to Moore. And Moore Not sure if she was looking for Katie out on the baseline or she just couldn't find anything else to do, so she bounced it off of Rice's foot and out of bounds. 4:44 left to go here in the third quarter. It's 57-7 Lebo in our girls' evening matchup here of day two of the Lyon County League Tournament as Sierra Johnson will pick up her fourth foul, slamming into Katie Ott on a shot attempt off the right block. Be interesting to see what Coach McDougal decides to do here if he just leaves her out there. I mean, it's a 50-point game.
Just as well.
Yeah, it's a 50-point game. It's good experience for the young lady to kind of get out there and play as many minutes as she can. As Ott fires the first of two, and they're actually going to say that's just her third. I do apologize. That's on me. I mixed up Olivia Lacey's foul sheet with Lindsay Johnson. So Lacey and Johnson both with three. As Katie Mitchell checks back in alongside Kyla Vogler, and they will replace Johnson and Haley Bethel. No good on the first shot by Ott. That's her first miss of the night. Puts up the second. That one will fall through. It's 58-7 now. A 51-point advantage and a full shift change is on the way here as Jones, Audrey Peak, Sierra Crouch, Sage Hadley, right side Allie Moore. Layup is good. On the other end, Moore into double figures now with 10 and increases the lead to 60.
I like what Patrick is doing here with these girls, leaving some starters out there. So his bench getting valuable minutes with these starters.
Steal at half court, and a layup is good by Abby Peak, and she now has 8.
That will only continue to grow his program that he is off to a racing start. Just really, as soon as he took over, he left his mark immediately.
Yeah, 62-7, the lead for Lebo now as Peak gets another steal. Takes it down the length of the court, lays it in for two more, and now Abby Peak in double figures as we'll get a timeout taken here by Coach Patrick Gardner as he wants a chance to sub in his girls here. Again, Brooklyn Jones, Audrey Peak, Sage Hadley. They'll be joined by Kiara Ferguson and Sierra Crouch out of the timeout here. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and say thank you to our friends that make coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Tournament possible, including Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. 3:40 left to go in the third quarter. 64-7 is the lead for the Lady Wolves over the Lady Trojans. And if it continues this way, as Sierra Crouch gets the steal on the defensive end, tries to feed it to Kira Ferguson, who overshoots, or I guess undershoots the rim. Rebound is picked up by Mitchell. And Merdazine back on the attack here as Vogler, or apologies, not Vogler. Bethel will get set to check back in for the Lady Trojans. Here she comes. She will sub out Kelsey Rice. Madison Kermode to inbound from the baseline left side of the basket. Goes up top to Bethel. Bethel now circles to the top. Will stop at the top of the left wing. Go up top to Vogler. Vogler left side to Bethel for three. It's going to be a little long. And trying to track it down was Mitchell. Almost went into the Madison cheering section over there as a few of the Madison Lady Bulldogs down low watching some of the action, getting a look at the competition here. 2:55 left to go in the third quarter. Jones double dribbles off the errant pass and a turnover here for Lebo. 64-7 the lead. 57-point differential. I'm only saying that because I really want you at some point tonight to be like, wow, Tegan, your math skills have really improved over the last week. Did that all in my head. I didn't even have to count on my fingers.
Must be that new phone you got.
You know what, Michael? I feel good about one thing, and then we just got to go back to the phone thing. Foul line jumper is a little bit long by Olivia Lacey. Rebound will be picked up by Brooklyn Jones. She'll give it to Audrey Peak to lead the charge the opposite direction. Left side to Ferguson. Circles around to the top. Ooh. I think she thought that Sierra Crouch was going to be there. She almost threw it away. And thankfully, Sage Hadley came out of nowhere to get it as Hadley launches a three from the top of the right wing. It's no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Lacey into the hands of Bethel. Now left side to Vogler. Back to Bethel. Back to Vogler. Vogler drives in and has the ball stripped away by Sierra Crouch and knocked right back into the hands of Mitchell, who leaves the layup a little long. Rebound put back is good by Olivia Lacey. Lacey has six on the night. Only player for her or Madison Cormode, I should say, only players for Mare Dezine to score from the field as Hadley answers on the other side with a point-blank layup, increases her scoring total to 14. Three Lady Wolves in double figures tonight. It's Abby Peak, Audrey Peak, and Sage Hadley. Foul line jumper's a little long there for Lacey. Rebound goes to Audrey Peak. Finds Sierra Crouch in the lane. Goes up for the shot off the backboard. No good, but two shots coming from the foul line off the foul by Lacey. And that will be, if it goes against her, no, they're actually going to call that one on Haley Bethel. Thought Lacey got a hand in there. That would have been her fourth. Instead, Bethel just picks up her third as Kelsey Rice will come in to sub out Bethel, and Sierra Crouch will miss on the first of two. Also coming back in is Lindsey Johnson, the 5'8 junior. She will sub out Katie Mitchell, the 5'11 junior. Mitchell has one foul in the night. Johnson has three. Minute three left to go in the third. Crouch for the second. Line drive. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Cormode. She'll hand off to Vogler, who got harassed for a moment by Brooklyn Jones. Now gives right side of the floor in the front court to Cormode, who almost throws it away in the lane. Long three on the way is, well, short by Kyla Vogler. Opposite in now. Sierra Crouch off the lead pass. Lays it in for two left side. 40 seconds left to go, and Sierra Crouch now has five on the night. 68-9, the lead for the Lady Wolves. Rice will launch a three from the left wing. It's good. Kelsey Rice has been looking for that shot all night. She finally got it to fall. As you said, Mike, the law of averages finally picks up the Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three.
Sage Hadley again.
Sage Hadley on the opposite end.
She makes you pay, Tegan, when you're trying to put your stats down.
I was trying to write the stat down, and Hadley was like, I'm going
to
test him. I failed.
Second one tonight.
Ooh, Cormode almost got away, I think, with a walk there. As in the lane, jumper on the way, and good by Olivia Lacey at the buzzer. 70-14 is the lead for Lebo as we enter the fourth and final frame of action here in our girls' evening matchup here at the second day of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We'll be right back here after a quick visit from our sponsors on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Qualifications, rules, and limitations apply. Rates, rewards, and restrictions may vary by account. Contact institution for details.
Tickets, popcorn, and sodas. That'll be $35. Cash or debit?
Debit!
I mean, I'd like to use my debit card, please. Can I do it?
Okay.
All right! Swiping now!
What if paying with your debit card was always this exciting? Kasasa Cash Back is a free checking account that pays you for everyday debit card purchases every month you qualify. Plus, with ATM withdrawal fee refunds nationwide, that's a lot of extra cash to spend on whatever you like.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
70-14 is the score at the start of the fourth and final quarter of action here as Lebo has a full shift change out there for the Lady Wolves. It is Shaylee Crouch joined by Susanna Knight, who's seeing her first bout of action of the evening, Abby Shields, Kira Ferguson, and Hannah Carpenter. A turnover on the Mare Dezine end. We'll see an inbounds from Ferguson to Abby Shields in the backcourt. Now up top to Shaylee Crouch. And a shot from Susanna Knight in the left corner gets knocked out of bounds by Madison Kermode. So an inbound coming. Almost goes out of bounds. Able to reel it in there was Abby Shields. Shields will then turn it over at the top of the key into the hands of Rice. Fun note here as Zine Valley goes on the attack. A long two was on the way from Haley Bethel. It's not going to go, but the rebound will go to Zine Valley. Out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo. Fun fact, that last quarter was the smallest margin of difference between these two teams in scoring, as Lebo only outscored Zine Valley by 3 points in the third. Saves the ball inbounds right to Shaylee Crouch, who fires a five-foot jumper. It's no good. Lebo turns it over to Zine Valley off the rebound. Hustling down the other side now. Bethel, right side to Kermode. Kermode pulls up out of the lane, or I should say outside the arc. Gives back to Bethel on the right sideline. Bethel loses the handle in the lane, gets it back, and banks it off the glass. Running clock here in the fourth, as Kermode picks up her 4 points of the ball game. Trying to answer on the opposite end is Susanna Knight. The shot is long. The rebound will be pulled down by Olivia Lacey. 70-16. Now the lead for Lebo. 5:48 left to go here in this ball game. With the victory, Lebo will advance to semifinal Friday to take on Olpe. Answering on the other end, or looking to, is Haley Bethel. As she's on the left wing, she'll throw it in the lane away to Hannah Carpenter. Carpenter hands off to Abby Shields. She has it taken away by Olivia Lacey. Lacey, streaking down the other way, pulls up short of the lane and travels. That was a great move by Lacey. Unfortunately, she just stumbled forward a little bit on her own momentum, as back into the lineup for Zine Valley come Vogler and Katie Mitchell. That is Kyla Vogler, the 5'2 junior, and Katie Mitchell, the 5'11 junior. Shields able to get around Bethel off the screen set by Shaylee Crouch. And, man, Bethel a little slow to get up as she kind of took a lot of contact there. Hit the deck pretty hard. I think she'll get subbed out. She will. Glad to see she's okay. I think she just got a little shinner. As into the Zine lineup for the first time tonight is Haley Engel, the 5'5 junior. Oh, actually, no. They're going to leave Bethel out there and sub out Kelsey Rice. Bethel's still a little slow moving there. Vogler across half court. Matches up with Shields. Drives inside. Thought about taking the shot from the right elbow. Won't make it happen. Instead, tried to feed it down low. The ball is stripped away and taken by Kira Ferguson. Ferguson down low, left block. Nice shot. Up and in, Susanna Knight. Knight, the freshman, gets her first points of her Lyon County League tournament career. Right side answering with a 19-foot jumper was Kyla Vogler with her first points of the tournament here. It's 72-18. Lebo leading Zine Valley. We get a full timeout taken by Coach McDougal. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker. Lebo leads at 72-18 under the timeout. Brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue, just down the street. Open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash. That might be my destination after our boys' game here tonight, Michael.
Yeah, when I went straight home and I was disappointed last night. I We still had some Christmas popcorn tin, and it's starting to get kind of rough here a month after. So, obviously I wanted to get home and to watch the conclusion of the KU game. So Brian Haney does an excellent job on the KU Basketball Network.
That's absolutely
heard right
true.
Here on our airwaves. I'd listened to the end of the regulation and was able to watch the two overtime games with that victory over Tech last night.
Yeah. An instant classic, only rivaled by the matchup and the 1-1 matchup from a few years back with Oklahoma. Buddy Healy having a heck of a night. I got to actually be there for that game.
What was his last name?
I believe it was Healy? Healy?
Close.
I can't say it.
It's Buddy. Buddy Healy. But I don't know. I can't even.
Wow.
You got me so confused.
Well, Michael. Blame me. 72-18 is the lead for Lebo. Is it Buddy what?
Buddy Hyde.
Buddy Hyde.
I'm pretty sure it's Buddy Hyde.
I thought it was Healy or Hyde. Ooh, man. We'll have a collision down low in the lane on the Meredith Zine end, and we're going to have an injured player. We're going to step aside here for just a moment. You're listening to coverage of the 101st. Lyon County Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
Back inside White Auditorium out of the quick little break there, as in the lane there was a collision between a Lady Wolf and Haley Bethel, and Bethel went down pretty hard. She's up and moving, so very happy to hear that. As Kelsey Rice will sub back in, Bethel actually has taken a little punishment here tonight. That's the second time she's gone down hard.
Losing by this much, you're getting banged up, but just...
Yeah. It's
tough.
Not necessary.
Give credit to her for keep on playing tough.
Absolutely.
Hustle points.
Absolutely. She deserves a big pat on the back. It'll be shots for Rice, as the shots were intended for Bethel as she was in the process of shooting when she was fouled. So Rice will step in for the shots, misses on the first. Rice has three on the night. Make it four as she makes the second. Just so we're clear, Michael and
I'm
wrong. I said we call it a draw. Buddy healed. I had the he. You had the do.
I don't follow the NBA.
It wasn't the NBA. It was KU. It was college basketball.
Well, still, he's in the NBA now.
Lebo misses on a shot on the opposite end.
A long time. I've got three kids. The memory's starting to fade on stuff like that.
Dear Lord. 72-19. It's the lead is. Kelsey Rice goes down on the baseline. She'll be okay, and she'll go to the line for two. She was actually bumped there. That foul will be going against Abby Shields. That'll
Buddy,
be her
Buddy
first.
Did play locally at Kansas.
Yes, he did.
At Sunrise Christian Academy. Yep. So that's a pretty good program that has grown exponentially out of the streets of Bel Air over the last 15 years.
And I do want to say, I remember that game very vividly. It was a double overtime game. KU came from behind to force overtime. And I remember I watched that game with my parents. I was there with them in person as Rice sinks the second. So she is three of four from the line.
Yeah, good stretch of foul shooting there. Three consecutive made buckets.
But I actually watched that game from high atop Allen Fieldhouse as we get a stoppage in play on a foul by Sierra Johnson. That will be Sierra Johnson. That's her fourth. Lindsey Johnson, my apologies. Lindsey Johnson is. Shields fires one over the top. Rebound putback is good by Shaylee Crouch. And Crouch now in the score sheet. Meredith Zine Valley back on the attack. But I was there at that game, and I remember right before the game I slipped and fell on some nachos that had been spilled on the stairs. And I hurt my wrist.
Oh, geez.
And the medic there, as we approach under 60 to go, now 55 seconds left in the ball game, 74-21 the lead for Lebo. A foul will be called against Shaylee Crouch. That will be her first. I slipped and fell, and the medic there at Allen Fieldhouse told me I should go get an x-ray, and I told him I'll do it tomorrow. Went, watched the whole game, and it was such a great game. We're all high-fiving each other. We get done, the adrenaline wears off. I go to the hospital the next day to get my wrist looked at, found out I broke my wrist. So
only
talk
you,
about
Sagan.
Talk
only
about
you.
A talk about a diet. Well, it wasn't my fault as Olivia Lacey knocks down a 5-footer. She now has double figures with 10. 74-23 as the final seconds wind down here. 15 seconds left to go, to be exact. Tell you what, though, anybody ever tells me they're a diehard KU fan, I'm going to ask them that question. Oh, yeah? Did you ever go to a game and high-five a bunch of people with a broken wrist that you wouldn't leave because you wanted to see it? Final
you
three.
You got me there, Tegan. Yeah. I'm going to the Oklahoma game here in a couple weeks, so I'll try not to fall
if you break,
nachos.
Yeah, if you break the wrist,
I'll
just
keep
remember,
my head on the swivel.
Yeah, keep your head on the swivel there as the final score, 74-23. Maritzine Valley outscores the Lady Wolves in the final frame, but it's a little too late as Lebo advances the semifinal Friday to take on Olpe, hoping to return to the Lyon County League Championship game. That'll do it for our first of two late night games here from White Auditorium. We will step aside, come back, and have final stats and get set for our boys half of the action here on Country 101.7 FM. KBOE.com. It's Olpe and Hartford to close us out on day two.
Hi, I'm the third.